were so foolish," she cried with passionate alarm. "Rain fell throughout the night, and the rivers are swollen. Why would you risk your life for a piece of string?" Chest heaving from the vigorous swim, he hauled himself from the waters. He made his way over to her and stopped perilously close. The hem of her dress lightly caressed his soaked boots, but she did not step away and could only stare at him helplessly. Instead of answering, he demanded roughly, "Why did you throw it away?"
"It is a piece of string," she began dismissively. "I..."
"You kept it for more than 6 years. 6 years, Soph." The silence which fell between them was fraught with intimate peril. She fought to maintain an air of casual indifference. Their time together was over, and she would not allow him to rip back open wounds which had finally healed.
"It does not signify that I kept it, only that I was willing and able to discard it."
A dark, haunting flash in his eyes showed before his gaze hooded. A part of her wanted to throw herself at him, demand that he hold her, and explain where he'd been during those desolate years. But if she did ask him, it would mean that she still cared, that the echoes of their love and need they'd had for each other still survived unaltered within her. He cupped her cheeks with both of his hands and lifted her face to his. The water still clinging to his hands was insufficient to cool the desperate need which suddenly burned through her. She fought not to close her eyes and reveal just how much she yearned for his touch.
"I thought you were dead,"
Sophia jerked, shock arrowing through her heart.
"I beg your pardon."
"I thought you were dead,"
he repeated, shadows of anguish darkening his eyes, his fingers tightening imperceptibly on her cheeks.
"All these years, I believed the girl I loved was lost to me. It was only when I saw you at Lady Huntley's ball that I knew you still lived."
"Dear God,"
she said, searching his eyes where she only discerned truth. An awareness filled her that he had grieved for her with his entire heart, just as she had mourned her family. Sophia stepped back from him, and he lowered his arms.
"William, please explain,"